Now it's time for a TARDIS break.
Yeah, the Doctor. David Tennant and Catherine Tate were reunited as the show marked its 60th birthday. Here's the moment their characters came face to face again.
Never mind about the ferret from Mars. Who the hell are you?
What was it?
A friend of Neris.
That's it?
Neris! Well, now it all makes sense. That viper in the nest.
I'm not going anywhere. We could sell Mad Paddington for £1 million.
Oh, no!
You fill the fridge!
Doctor Who superfan Rhys Humphreys here with us, arrived in his TARDIS a short time ago.
Morning, Ben.
How you doing, Rhys?
Very good, thank you.
The Times gives it 4 out of 5 this morning. What does Rhys Humphreys from Swindon give it?
Definitely a 5 out of 5 or infinity.
Wow.
Yeah, loved it.
What made it so good?
I mean, part of it was the nostalgia of having David and Catherine back, because they're really who I grew up watching on Doctor Who. But I think also having Russell back as the showrunner, it just, something felt as if it had been missing from the previous seasons and it's now back, and it was just so exciting and full of fun and life, and I loved it.
Did you know something had been missing from the previous seasons, or was it this moment that defined that for you?
So it felt like something had been missing. I mean, I always love Doctor Who and I will support every Doctor, but with the previous scripts, they just felt rather, I don't know, empty, as if there wasn't really a story to follow. And that's nothing against Jodie, because I think she was an absolutely amazing Doctor. It's just down to very bad script writing, I would say.
I sense that you would go further than very bad if this wasn't a family radio show.
Oh, yes, I would.
Hey, tell us then in a nutshell what actually happened in last night's episode,
so,
from start to finish.
In the episode, it starts off with the Doctor landing in London, having just regenerated back into his own old face. He's walking around Camden Market and bumps into Donna again. She can't remember him because she had her mind wiped in her very last episode. Then throughout the rest of the episode, things keep bringing them back together. There's a climax with a lovely little white alien space ferret thing called Beep the Meep, voiced by Miriam Margolyes, who voiced it perfectly. Perfectly? I haven't said it like that before.
That's quite like the way you say that.
And she was brilliant. And it was just full of comedy. Turned out Beep the Meep wasn't good. She was evil. And everything just came into a massive climax at the end, which had lots of references to David Tennant's last episode, The End of Time. And it was just amazing to see.
How can something called Beep the Meep be evil?
Well, Beep the Meep's whole premise is that they're supposed to seem cute. And so Miriam Margolyes did a brilliant job of making Beep seem so cute and innocent. And then there's a scene where it's like a courtroom, the Doctor's doing a intergalactic court, and she just switches up like that, kills 2 alien space warriors with no mercy at all, declaring, "I've had enough of this, damn you all to hell, now die."
Like it. A few lines from the show. Now, we've got a new Doctor coming during the season. What do you think, you know, he will bring to proceedings?
So, I'm really looking forward to seeing Shooty on the screen. I mean, I saw him in Sex Education and he was absolutely phenomenal here. Brilliant comedic timing, and he tackled some really difficult storylines about his sexuality and race and everything. And I think it'll be really good to see him in the TARDIS. I've seen an interview with David Tennant who says he has fire and an anger in him, and that's something I really think we need to see coming from the Doctor.
When does Shooty Get Well actually come in?
I believe it's either going to be at the end of the 3rd special for the 60th anniversary or at the beginning of the Christmas special.
Hey, how are ratings for Doctor Who these days compared to the sort of glory halcyon days? I mean, are they holding up?
Well, I believe so. I mean, the episode on Saturday had 5.08 million viewers, I think.
Decent.
Which is the highest viewer rating for a drama, what's it called? First episode of a drama in 2023, so.
Rhys, thank you.
Thank you very much, Ben.
We'll get you back in.
I'd love to be.
The next time Doctor Who news hits the fan.
Sounds good to me.